Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, September 5th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A big leak made the headlines today. Hey, a big surprise here. The issue is actually less the content of the leak, but where it came from. The leak originated on Pastebin and as a supposed anti-sec post that announced, hey, here we have 1 million Apple UDIDs, including device names and other information. The Apple UDID is essentially a serial number for an iOS device, like an iPhone or an iPad, and the other data released, for example, included the device name, which is quite frequently the name of the user, but it is freely adjustable by the user. The serial number, the UDID, can, however, not be changed. So, frequently in the past, these numbers have been used to track users, and actually, Apple kind of discontinued allowing the use of these numbers in apps. The interesting part was not so much the list of these numbers, and they claim they have many more, they only published a million, but the claim that the data was actually leaked from a laptop that was owned by the FBI. That, of course, caused a lot of concerns. First of all, how can an FBI agent fall for an exploit like this? They were pretty specific that they used a Java exploit to get to the data. And then, of course, what's the FBI doing with this data? Are they trying to track millions of iPhone and iPad users? Well, lots of conspiracy theories started to spin around this claim that the FBI had that data and that the data was stolen from the FBI. At this point, the FBI denied that it has the data, and as a result, the data was not stolen from the FBI. And if you read the actual announcement from AntiSec, there's actually nothing in there that would substantiate the claim that this data came from the FBI. If they had full access to an FBI agent's laptop, they actually even, I think, name that agent. It's an agent that was rather high profile in some of the LulzSec and AntiSec investigations. You would expect them to produce maybe something else, maybe a subpoena this agent was working on, or maybe an address book, or anything that would indicate that this laptop was actually FBI owned. So far, we haven't seen anything like that. So my bet is that the data comes somewhere else. And that's the real question here. Who leaked all that data? It could come from any number of application developers that used in the past to log the UDID to identify users. Ad networks, for example, did that in some cases. And as a result, you can actually use some of these, at least one of these ad and gaming networks, to look up UDIDs and kind of make conclusions on who owns it. So at this point, no idea who leaked the data and how it was leaked. The data isn't terribly sensitive, but certainly something that shouldn't have been leaked in such a large number. But then we got some other good old-fashioned exploits, and there's one that came into my inbox, and a couple other users report about it, and that's a fake American Express account payment email. I think actually one reason why we saw it this weekend and the last couple days is that a lot of people do pay their credit card bill, at the beginning of the month, after they received their paycheck. So it wouldn't be that unusual to receive an email from American Express that you just paid down your credit card. Well, there is actually no sort of big click this now link on it. However, all the normal links that you see in these emails were replaced with links that lead to malware. The malware itself sniffs what vulnerable plugins you may be running and then serves the right exploit. So pretty much your standard exploit kit. Another interesting sort of facet of this is that I actually got two different versions of the email. The first one looks like an early precursor where they didn't get the script worked out quite right. Some of the fields are not filled in. The second one I got is pretty close to the real thing. The probably most significant difference is that the real email mentions your last five digits of your credit card number. For the fake one, that information is missing. Also, American Express in its email includes an image of the credit card that you own. So if you own one of their standard green ones, you see the green card logo. For the gold one, the gold, and so on. All the fake ones I've seen so far use the gold logo. You will find images of the two fake ones as well as an obfuscated image of the real message in the diary. If you would like to use them in some kind of awareness email or such, feel free to go ahead. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.